This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een. Welcome to episode number 4 as we discuss certain topics as were addressed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His book. In our previous episode, we look at the topic of popularity, how Allah Almighty speaks about fame, the acceptabilities of society, and how we are to judge certain matters, even if they are so popular and adopted by the common culture, how we are to assess whether they are good for us or not. Today we're going to be looking at another topic, how the Quran speaks about the true servants of Allah Almighty, for those who want the very top prize of paradise and the pleasure of Allah, not wanting to be mediocre Muslims. Here is a set of descriptions given to us by Allah Almighty. An employee who had been searching for the ideal job for years on end and finally gets his or her hands on it, they will behave with so much eagerness and they will tread carefully, ensuring that they do everything that the employer requires of them so that they don't lose out on it ever again. Similarly, a person who has been waiting for marriage for a very long time and finally that person arrives, they will be taking care of that relationship, fearing that it may disappear from them. They appreciate it. They want what is best. This is how we treat, dear brothers and sisters, human beings. How then about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the King, the Most Merciful, the Supreme? He is the worthiest of our attempts and our aspirations to please and to earn the highest grades in Jannah. Let us take a look at these characteristics. Open up with me your copy of the Quran. Go to chapter 25 of the Quran, Surah Al-Furqan. And go to verse 63. We will be looking at the verses from that point till 76, where Allah Almighty gives us a description of who the true servants of Allah Almighty Ar-Rahman are. But this episode, and this is a disclaimer, is only for those Muslims who have high aspirations, huge ambitions, and they don't want to be average Muslims here in this world. Characteristic number one, and look at the verse 63. What do we know about the true servants of Ar-Rahman as described by Allah? We know how they walk. Allahu Akbar. Allah Almighty said, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. And the true servants of Ar-Rahman, the Most Merciful, are those whom when they walk on the earth, they walk with ease. What does it mean that they walk with ease? Many of the scholars of tafsir, they have said it means they walk with humility. They walk with tawadu, humbleness, with sakina, with tranquility, with waqar, with dignity, Allahu Akbar. In other words, they're not arrogant, they're not rash. And indeed, so much research nowadays is suggesting that so much can be said about a person's personality simply by the way he or she walks, Allahu Akbar. Whether this person is pretentious, or whether this person is arrogant, whether this person is humble, whether this person is scared, he or she is afraid of harm. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us about a man who used to walk with arrogance and how Allah Almighty treated him. He said, بَيْنَمَا رَجُلٌ يَمْشِي فِي حُلَّةٍ, whilst a particular man of the past was walking wearing an expensive garment. تُعْجِبُهُ نَفْسُهُ, he is impressed by himself. مُرَجِّلٌ رَأْسَهُ, having combed his hair to the best of his ability. يَخْتَالُ فِي مِشْيَتِهِ, walking with arrogance. إِذْ خَسَفَ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْأَرْضِ, when Allah caused the earth to open up suddenly and swallow him, فَهُوَ يَتَجَلْجَلُ فِيهَا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, and thus he is falling within it, Allahu Akbar, till the day of judgment, walking with arrogance, the Prophet ﷺ said about him. So this is the very first characteristics of the true servants of Allah Almighty. You can tell who they are from the way they walk, people of humility and people of composure and people who believe that they are servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What else do we know about the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Look at the second half of the verse that we just read. Allah Almighty said, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. They are those people whom when they are addressed by the ignorant, they respond by saying salama. They respond by saying peace. Or another interpretation, they respond by saying words of peace. Allahu Akbar. In other words, they are not people who meet insults with insults and ignorance and ignorance. They don't fall to the lows of people, but rather they raise themselves and try to raise others to the heights of Islam and the mannerisms of deen. When they are addressed by the ignorant, Allah Almighty said, they respond with words of peace. And that is a very tough station to reach, admittedly, dear brothers and sisters. But it is what Allah Almighty wants from us if we are people who want the highest grades in Jannah. Abu Darda, the companion, was once insulted heavily by a passerby, for one reason or another. Abu Darda, he said to him, يَا أَخِي لَا تُغْرِقَنَّ فِي سَبِّنَا وَدَعْ لِلصُّلْحِ مَوْضِعًا فَإِنَّا لَا نُكَافِئُ مَنْ عَصَى اللَّهَ فِينَا بِأَكْثَرَ مِنْ أَن نُطِيعَ اللَّهَ فِيهِ. He says, my brother, don't go overboard in insulting me. And leave some space between us for reconciliation. Because the way I behave with those who disobey Allah with respect to me is that I try to obey Allah with respect to them. Allahu Akbar. The students of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la ilaha illallah. A man came to Imam al-Sha'bi, the famous second generation tabi'i Muslim, and he insulted him. So al-Sha'bi, and you expect this from a scholar of hadith who had been inhaling from the pure airs of the sunnah, how did he respond? He said, إِن كُنْتُ كَمَا قُلْتَ فَغَفَرَ اللَّهُ لِي وَإِن لَمْ أَكُنْ كَمَا قُلْتَ فَغَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ. He said, my brother, if I am as what you just said, then may Allah Almighty forgive me. But if I am not as what you just said, then may Allah Almighty forgive you. Simple as that. Allahu Akbar. So this is another quality of the true servants of Ar-Rahman. They have so much on their mind, they simply haven't got time for this type of bickering and to meet insult with insult and ignorance with ignorance. They see life as a marketplace. And the closing time is nearing. And the money that they have to buy what they need is so little. So they enter that marketplace. They try to buy what they can and then they leave and they are not taken by distractions. And at the end of that marketplace, when it closes, people walk out having prospered and others will walk out having made a loss. And that is the life of this world. And these are the true servants of Ar-Rahman. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When the ignorant people address them, they respond with words of peace. What else do we know about the true servants of Allah Almighty Ar-Rahman? And I'm sure you are following with me using your copy of the Qur'an. Allah Almighty is now about to describe to us their evenings. Ya Allah. So everything you have just heard a few moments ago, that was in description of their daylight hours. How they walk and how they respond to people who insult them. We even have descriptions of how they behave at night. May Allah Almighty make us from the true servants of Him. Allah Almighty says, the verses continue, وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. They are those who spend their nights bowing and prostrating to Allah. Prostrating and bowing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. So even when the covers of night come in and people retreat to their beds, they have a different behavior. Other things are on their mind. This is my opportunity to be alone with my Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. These were the very first words that people heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam say when he came into the city of Medina. If you wish, you can say this was his constitution. What did he say? He said, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, calling out on everyone, O people, afshu salam, spread peace, wa at'imu at'am, and serve food, distribute food, wa silu al-arham, and uphold your family ties, wa sallu lillahi بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامٍ, and pray to Allah Almighty at night when people are asleep. تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامٍ, and you will enter Jannah in peace. La ilaha illallah. Will you, dear brother, dear sister, establish a strong relationship with Allah Almighty from this episode onwards with respect to the night prayer? You may say, Brother Ali, how much do I need to be praying in order to be one of these people whom Allah describes? I say to you, not much. Abdullah ibn Abbas, he would say, من صلى ركعتين من بعد صلاة العشاء فقد بات لله ساجدا وقائما. Whoever prays two units of prayer after the Aisha prayer, then he has spent his night prostrating and bowing to Allah, as was described in the ayah. Allahu Akbar. Let us proceed. What else do we know about the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ar-Rahman? Let us look into the verses. Allah Almighty said,
وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا.
They are those who say in their dua, O our Lord, push away from us, avert from us the punishment of hell. Indeed, its punishment is a permanent one. Indeed, it is an evil place with respect to residence and settlement. Allahu Akbar. So in other words, the people of true service to Allah Almighty, they fear the prospect of the hellfire. They don't feel for one moment that they are above the prospect of being thrown into oblivion on the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. So despite their humble walk, and despite not responding with insults to insults, and despite being people who pray at night, they are afraid of being thrown into the hellfire as well. Allahu Akbar. This is the nature of the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're scared. And that is why Abdullah ibn Shikhir, he said, I came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once, وَهُوَ يُصَلِّ, as he was praying, وَلِجَوْفِهِ أَزِيزٌ كَأَزِيزِ الْمِرْجَلِ, and I could hear sounds coming out from his chest like the sounds of a boiling kettle. مِنَ الْبُكَاءِ, he said, because of intense weeping. Allahu Akbar. Because of intense weeping. So the true servants of Allah Almighty combine between great action and perpetual repentance and fear of a bad consequence in the hellfire. Let us pause here, dear brothers and sisters, with a short break. Please stay with us. Alhamdulillah wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Welcome, dear brothers and sisters. It's great to have you back with us. What else does Allah Almighty say from Surah Al-Furqan, chapter 25, as He describes to us the characteristics of His true servants? Let us continue from those verses that you are reading from. Allah Almighty is now going to describe to us their spending habits, their finances. He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. They are those who, when they spend, they don't spend excessively, nor do they spend stingily, but rather they take a middle course between the two. Allahu Akbar. So the people who are the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fear Him not just in terms of how they speak. They're conscious of Him not just in how they walk. They're conscious of Him not just in what time and how much they pray at night. They also think about their finances. A true Muslim realizes that Islam has a say not just in how you worship Allah Almighty and how you fast and recite Quran. Islam has a say also in how you buy and sell, how you invest, how you calculate your zakah. What does it mean here, however, to not spend excessively and to not spend stingily? Do we have a description? Mujahid ibn Jabbar, he would say, لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مِثْلَ أَبِي قُبَيْسٍ ذَهَبًا فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ لَمْ يَكُنْ سَرِفًا وَلَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ صَاعًا فِي مَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ كَانَ سَرِفًا. He said, if you were to spend a mountain's worth of gold in the obedience of Allah, that would not be excessive. However, if you were to spend a handful, just a handful, in that which is sinful, in the disobedience to Allah Almighty, that would be excessive. So how do we measure what is excessive and what is stinginess? What you are doing with your money with respect to Allah. When you are preparing for your hereafter, you cannot spend excessively. However, something as small as a pound or 50p in something that is haram, this is excessive in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore the true servant of Allah Almighty is quick to calculate his or her zakah. They're quick to see what they owe Allah Almighty. They're quick to see the interest, the riba that may be part of their businesses or the money that they're making through intoxicants or drugs or its likes. And they are quick to remove all of this from their money, wanting to be the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, what else do we know about the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Continue following with me, please, using your copy of the Quran. We know that they are the furthest of all people with respect to sin, the major and the minor. And when they do commit a sin, they repent to Allah Almighty. Thus, they are the true servants of Ar-Rahman. Allah Almighty said, in the verses in front of you, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٌ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا. They are those who do not associate a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor do they kill unjustly, nor do they fornicate, and whoever does this shall meet a penalty. The punishment will be doubled for them on the day of judgment, and they will stay in the hellfire forever, Allah Almighty said. La ilaha illallah. In short, they are people who are so far away from the major and minor sins. And when they do it, they follow it up with repentance. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam was once asked, Ayyu dhanbi a'zam? What sin is worst? He said, An taj'ala lillahi niddan wa huwa خلقك, for you to put a partner with Allah Almighty despite Him having created you. They said to him, what next? He said, أن تقتل ولدك خشية أن يطعم معك, for you to kill your child fearing that he's going to eat with you, fearing poverty. They said to him, what next? He said, أن تزاني حليلة جارك, for you to fornicate with the wife of your neighbor. Then Allah Almighty revealed the verse that you just heard, because it speaks about sins in that ordering. You may say to yourself, Brother Ali, what if I have done any of these things? What if I was once a non-Muslim? What if I had once killed? What if I had fornicated at some point in my life or any other major sin? I say to you, read the second part of the ayah. Allah Almighty said, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Allah says, except those who repent and believe in Allah, and they follow up the sins with a good deed, then Allah Almighty will replace their sins with good deeds. Allah Almighty will replace their sins. Notice, not Allah will forgive them. He will replace their sins with good deeds. What does it mean? Is this a physical transformation of sins into good deeds? Many of the scholars have argued this. Allahu Akbar. And they have quoted a hadith where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us that a man will be brought before Allah Almighty on the day of judgment, and he will say to the angels, show him his minor sins, but cover from him the major ones. So they will show him his minor sins, and Allah will begin to hold him accountable. You did this and that, and you did this and that. And he will say, My Lord, I know. Then Allah will say to him, the good news is that I have replaced all of those sins with good deeds. And so the man will say, oh Allah, I have other major sins, where are they? There are other major sins, because he's happy. He wants them to now become uncovered so that they will be replaced into good deeds. My Lord, where are my major sins? And so the Prophet ﷺ laughed when he said this till his molar teeth they showed. Allahu Akbar. This is another characteristic from the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They stay away from major and minor sins, and when they do commit them, they are the quickest to repent. What else do we know about the true servants of Ar-Rahman? The verses continue, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورَ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. They are those who do not witness to azzur. They don't witness azzur, falsehood. And when they pass by with dignity. Allahu Akbar. They have lofty aspirations and little time on their hands. So whenever they come across something that is false or time-wasting or gossip, whether it's on TV, whether it's on social media or a gathering or a snap or a post, they pass by with dignity. Allahu Akbar. They continue walking. They don't even give it a second glance or a second look. What else do we know about the true servants of Ar-Rahman? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the verses that you are reading that they are people who are affected by the Qur'an. This is another characteristic of them. They are moved into tears and they tremble when they recite the Qur'an. Allah Almighty said, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا صُمًّا وَعُمْيَانًا. They are those whom, when they are reminded of the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't fall upon them deaf and blind. In other words, the Qur'an moves them. It affects them. They don't hum it like a song. They don't just recite it as if they are reading from a magazine or a newspaper. It moves them. And that is why Allah Almighty said about such people in another verse from Surah Al-Anfal, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Indeed, the believers are those whom when they are reminded of Allah Almighty, when Allah Almighty is mentioned, their hearts feel a tremor. And when His verses are recited upon them, it increases them in iman. Allahu Akbar. What is your relationship with the Qur'an, dear brother, dear sister? What else do we know about the true servants of Allah Almighty? The verses in front of you continue. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. They are those who say, O Allah, gift us from yourself, from our wives and from our offsprings, that which will be the coolness to our eyes, the comfort to our eyes, and make us leaders in belief, leaders for the believers. Allahu Akbar. So they want to see their children successful. They're making dua for themselves and for their progenies, to be people who of righteousness, not just who succeed in terms of finances and study, but people who are most importantly successful Islamically. They make that dua, it bothers them and it keeps them up at night. And not just that, they are making dua for themselves to be leaders in piety. They want a vision in life. They want a project to live for here in this world, to present Allah in the hereafter, because they know that when man passes away, all of his good deeds will come to a halt and nothing will remain except what? Knowledge that you had taught, a charity that people are still benefiting from, or a righteous child whom you had left behind who is making dua for you. Allahu Akbar. This is another thing we know about the true servants of Ar-Rahman. In conclusion, what else do we know about the true servants of Ar-Rahman? We know about their eventual home. We know about the reward Allah Almighty will give them. Look at how the beautiful verses continue. أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا وَيُلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا حَسُنَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا. Allah says, for them, they will be rewarded with the high mansions, with the lofty mansions, because of their patience. And they will be met there with greetings and words of peace. They will stay in there forever. How beautiful is this as a place of settlement and residence? Allahu Akbar. They were so patient in applying these characteristics in the life of this world. And thus Allah Almighty allows them access into Jannah. They enter through the gates of paradise. Finally, they are able to rest and they hear an announcement, O people of Jannah, for you now will be life. You shall never die again. And for you will be health. You shall never fall ill again. For you is youth. You shall never become senile again. For you is enjoyment. You shall never experience hardship again. Brother Ali, what can you tell us about these high mansions? I will conclude with this hadith. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِنَّ أَهْلَ الْجَنَّةِ يَتَرَاءَوْنَ أَهْلَ الْغُرَفِ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ. The people of Jannah will look above and they will see the people of the high mansions above them. The same way that one of you looks and he sees the stars, the distant star in the horizon from the east and west, because of how different the people's rankings are in Jannah. The people of the high mansions are looked at into the heavens the same way you and I, we look at stars. So the companions, they said, O Messenger of Allah, تِلْكَ مَنَازِلُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ لَا يَبْلُغُهَا غَيْرُهُمْ. These must be the homes of the prophets. Nobody can reach it but them. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam corrected them by saying, بِكَلَّا وَاللَّهِ. No, by Allah. رِجَالُ الْآمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَصَدَّقُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. These mansions will belong to certain people who believed in Allah and testified to the truth of the messengers. We ask Allah Almighty to make our homes these high mansions. And for those who want it, the recipe is found there in the verses from Surah Al-Furqan. In our next episode, dear brothers and sisters, we're going to be looking at how the Qur'an speaks about the topic of the night. Make sure that you join us. بارك الله فيكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين.